greedy or free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. Come easy back to me.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, welcome, folks. Welcome, folks. And filling in for Rick Adams is Joe. As Rick refers to me as Joe Church, my real name is Joe Petrarca. And if anybody needs to call me in the next few days pertaining to anything that we do communicate and perceive, it's 401-569-5161. 401-569-5161. And tonight we're going to be dealing with Genesis chapter 4. A little more in depth in this chapter, and with the two seed lines, and in the beginning of 5. And then we're going to dedicate the rest of the program to the Passover. Of course, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Jesus is our Passover for one and all times. He is the Passover lamb for one and all times for us. This is our Passover. Yes, and later on in the program we'll show you another Passover, just as there are two Jesuses. Okay, with that being said, I'd like to welcome my good friend, Boston, Massachusetts, Harry. How are you, Harry?
Doing fantastic, Joe. What about you?
I know you are. I'm doing great, Harry.
Good.
Every day in the Father's Word is a beautiful day because it brings us back to where we really came from, Harry.
Yes, it's
like a little piece of home away from home.
Yep.
You know, we're just wandering in the strange place they call the world. And boy, when I was a little boy, 5 years old, I used to tell my mother, Ma, this is a very strange place. And here I am, 65 years old, and I'm still saying, you know, this is a very strange place.
You know what I always wonder about?
Go ahead.
How long does it take us to pilgrimage through this earth age? You know, wander through here. It seems like
how
a long time, but it's very short.
I hear you. Oh, boy, it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
That's why, folks, it's very important to dig into the scriptures even deeper, especially in these times. Well, we'll let the scriptures speak for that. And I don't know if TG's with us yet, Harry. TG, are you there? No, TG's not here yet. So maybe we'll give her a call and reminder again. Okay, we're going to get right into Genesis chapter 4, and it reads, verse 1, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel. Now this word again is the Hebrew word, the Strong's Concordance, 3254. It means continue to do. Continue to do something. So she was still giving birth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, and we're going to go right back to the scriptures, and verse 2 reads, "And she again bare his brother Abel." That word again, to repeat, is 3254 in your Strong's. That means continue to do. So she was continuing labor. So these were twins by separate fathers. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, of the fat thereof. So one was a tiller of the ground, and one was a practicing animal husbandry. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. That's interesting. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, "Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen?" This saying was brought on because of religious reasons here. You're probably going to see the first murder, the Adamic race. for religious reasons. And I'm sure that everyone knows that in Revelation 11, the last witness, which would be for religious reasons, two witnesses would be killed in the streets. Much like our Father, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, was killed in the streets. Okay. And unto, let's see, 7. And if thou wilt, dost well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and shall rule over him. Now, I just want to say that, let me go a little further, and then I'll make that statement. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. It came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now, where did he get this from? Where did he get this murder from? Where did that come from? Was that in his genetic code? Was that his soul? What brought this about? Now, catch this. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, here's a guy. He's lying to the Heavenly Father that knows his inner workings, his inner soul, his thoughts of his very mind. This guy's lying right to his face. That takes a lot of nerve. Verse 10. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now, many people say that the soul is in the blood. It's interesting. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto her strength. A vagabond, a fugitive, shalt thou be in the earth. Now this Cain's seed line would not be able to, they wouldn't have a green thumb. The earth just wouldn't produce for them. You'd never see them plowing gardens and tilling the soil and, taking care of a farm. No, they might own a farm, but they'd always hire out people to fill the farm for them because they were cursed from having fruit from the ground.
Joe.
So, go ahead, Harry.
Did you notice in that verse that the father labeled them vagabonds?
Yes. Go ahead.
And, vagabonds, they're wandered all over the earth or wherever they are trying to make a living.
Well, okay.
They've not only wandered around making a living, but they have rooted themselves in the four hidden dynasties and control everything now.
Yeah. Boy, they've come a long way.
I'm telling you, that's because they listened to their father, Satan.
Well, that's where they got the murder one from, Harry. Premeditated for religious reasons.
That's right.
Where they got that from, the father.
Yep.
13. And Cain, they're experts in the field today. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. His punishment was greater than he could bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. In other words, they're going to go after me and all my generations after me, always wanting to slay me. Okay, and the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Okay, this is the Lord's protection of Cain and his seed all the way till today, the end times. The Father would protect the seed line all the way to today. He'd use countries, he'd use this and that, and all kind of means to protect them. See? Because they were going to fulfill the negative part of his plan. And that negative part of his plan was to try to disrupt the true seed line that Christ would eventually come through and overtake that seed line. And they've been fighting that war ever since day one. So this is their job. This is their job. Albeit, I know they're way overdoing their job today. And I just want to tell you boys out there that are overdoing your job, you know who we are, and we know who you are, and we just want to let you know that we know what you're doing. So, you're way overdoing it, and, you know, the Father will take care of that business. And, we're just the messengers. We're just the messengers. The Father has messengers too. 19. And Lamech took unto him two wives. Well, let's see. 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Now, you want to go to the, I'm going to help you out with the Strong's Concordance number. It's the number for the Kenites. It's one, part of the original roots. It's 7014. In the 7014, it shows you that Nod was a Oriental tribe. It's right where roughly Mongolia is today. However, it's probably not the same people, but you can see the intermingling of that Oriental tribe with Cain's race. Cain's people. So there is a mixture there. Okay. Let's see. 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of that city after his son, name of his son, Enoch. So Cain had an Enoch. And if you go to chapter 5, in Adam's genealogy, which Cain's genealogy has nothing to do with Adam's genealogy. However, the names of their sons are very similar, in some cases exactly the same. So what it tells me is that both Cain's sons and Adam's sons both spoke Hebrew. So they were both Hebrew-speaking people. So you've got to know the parable of the fig tree to know which figs we're talking about. Good figs and bad figs. You'll find that in the book of Jeremiah. Go ahead, Harry.
And Cain, he builded a city. Cain is a builder of cities.
Yes.
I think he's doing a fantastic job of building cities. Look around you. Look at your cities today. They're marvelous. Masterpieces.
Harry, why are they always building these big cities bigger and bigger, knocking the huge buildings down and building them even higher? What's the reason for all of this?
To buy us or something? I wonder where they're building all of those. That's Rapers apartments in Dealing. You know what I'm talking about over in the Arab nation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that place over there. John wants to build all the buildings in the world. But he wants to build these cities so he can get the people there.
And yeah, and want to get them all in one area, huh?
Yeah, rip them off, and then you got crime, you got everything going.
And they can really work them over. They have a good parasite to eat off of. Good job. We'll be right back, folks.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And my telephone number, if anybody needs a call for any information, 401-569-5161. That's Joe Petraga, 401-569-5161. Okay. Where were we, Harry? Oh, yeah. 18. And unto Enoch was born Irid, and Irid and begat Mahujael. Mahujael begat Methuselah, and Methuselah begat Lamech. So Adam's got a Lamech, and Adam's got a Methuselah. And there's an Enoch over in Adam's genealogy. Isn't that interesting?
I'll tell you something else that's interesting, too, Joe.
Go ahead, Adam.
Not only do they have the same name as God's children, but they are mixed in every race.
Ah. That's a very important thing to note. Yeah?
Say that again?
Is that called race mixing. Is that called adulterating the race?
Yeah.
That's adulterating. In other words, if I put milk in coffee, yeah, I'm adulterating the coffee.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's one of the commandments that God gave his children not to do. So you to be fruitful, go forth and multiply and bring forth kind after kind. Your race after your race.
Yeah.
Where how Satan and his children are, they take right and make it wrong, and take wrong and make it right. And say,
right,
here, take it, God's children, and they eat it up.
Yeah. Well, anybody wants to do the legwork, read Isaiah chapter 3, and you'll see it'll pop right out of the pages at you, today's world.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 3. See it all right there.
Pay attention to verse 4 when you're reading it.
Verse 4.
Yeah, verse 4. Isaiah 3, 4.
Okay.
Read Isaiah chapter 56, 2.
Okay, yeah.
All these leaders and preachers are a bunch of dumb dogs. Don't know how to bark.
Yeah. Dogs that won't bark.
Won't give you a warning or nothing.
Right, right, right. Everything's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, 20. Living in a, basking in a false sense of security.
Yep.
20. And Ada, via Jabal. He was a father of such that dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. So we know that many of God's elect are musicians, but we also know that the Cain's children would be musicians. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28 talks about timbrels and, you know. So you have to know who's who and which Hebrew speaking person is who. 22, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and sister of And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Okay. Artificer does good work, but artificial. Produces Satan and evil deeds. Okay. Anybody comment so far? Also, I'll mention that later. 23, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. And if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech, 70 and sevenfold. Wow. This is really amazing. Sevenfold. In other words, Cain is avenged seven times would be upon the head of those that touch Cain. This son of Cain is bragging about 70 and sevenfold.
Well, if it's that one thing, Joe.
What's that have?
Lord is the one that makes the rules and not the Cainite.
Right, right. You know, when sons of Cain make their address, even in the book of Esther, you see how they avenged the 10 sons of Haman. 3 days after they were killed, they hung them out in the sun.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we're going to finish up chapter 4 here, and it reads in 25, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a woman. And Adam knew his wife again, verse 25, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, she said, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Okay. We're going to swing over now to, by the way, there was a question for us from the last program. Did the Kenites survive the flood? And I just want to say, Kenites means sons of Cain, their genealogy. If you look up over into 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 55, it reads, now this chapter 2 gives a listing of the sons of Israel. And then on verse 3, it says the sons of Judah. Now, it gives all the sons of Judah. This one begat that one, begat this one, begat that one. All these sons of Judah, right down to verse 55. And in 55, it says, and the families of the scribes, which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirithites, the Shimeathites, the Shushathites, these are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, the sons of Cain, that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. We told you that the sons of Cain were protected by the father. Now, here's an example. Here they were right in the house of Judah, okay, right in with the sons of Judah, I should say, right in with the sons of Judah, and they were the bookkeepers for them. Scriptures. They were the scriptures and the bookkeepers. Now, here you have documentation, because this happened about between 509 and 990 B.C. So, the flood was way, way, way before that. In fact, let me just see what a dating is on the flood. Let's get a rough idea here. Let's see. You're talking 2,348, roughly, right around in that area. So there is a big difference. The Kenites sure did survive the flood. In fact, they were the bookkeepers for Judah. So, and also, if you want to look a little, even a little deeper, go to Jeremiah 35, Rechabites, which I mentioned right there, the father of the house of Rechab in verse 55, Rechab. Look at the Rechabites in Jeremiah 35. They even survived way over to that time. So, let's see. There was another question that was asked, and I just forgot it. If Rick is out there listening, and he could call in to Dan that other question, I'd appreciate it.
Joe?
Yes, Harry.
Christ identified him in John 8:44. And also Matthew 13, the parable of the tares.
Yes. Yep. Matthew 24, the parable of the fig tree, the good and the bad figs. Yep. So, you wouldn't know that if you didn't know Genesis. You wouldn't know those two seed lines, the good and bad figs. You know, they're both protected by the Father. But the M.O., if you want to see the M.O. of the Kenites, it's hidden. And the Father's name is hidden in the Hebrew, verifying that book. But that's their M.O. Father wanted that book published, part of the script, so that you would know, as a Christian, the method of operation of the Kenite. Chapter 1, all the way through to the end.
Joe, can I say something?
Go ahead, Teach.
And don't forget the famous Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. It identifies those that claim to be of Judah but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Now how would you know this without the Father's word, without having that deeper truth from Genesis chapter 1 through 4, without having that knowledge? How could you possibly know that through the world? How could you find that out there in the world? You couldn't do it.
Nope.
It would be impossible. So, okay. From here, we're going to go over to John chapter 2, verse 9 to 21. That's the Gospel of John chapter 2, 9 to 21. I'm just going to show you another Passover here. Jesus is our Passover. He's our Passover lamb for one and all times. First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Go there and read those few verses, folks. Very, very important. Okay, now there's another Passover that even Jesus attended. Very interesting. Now let's see. He wasn't the Passover lamb at this one, though, I assure you. Okay. Okay. And verse 9. This was, of course, I'm going to give you the introduction. Verse 1, the third day, there was a marriage at the marriage in Cana of Galilee. This is the marriage wedding of Cana. Spoken of, but we're going to start with verse 9. And when the rulers of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, parenthesis, but the servants which drew the water knew, close quote, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, but when men have drunk well, in other words, when they get good and drunk, then that which is worse, they bring the cheaper wine, or the worse wine, after they've gotten drunk on the good wine. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. In other words, the good wine was saved for the last. Now the wine, symbolically, touch not the oil and the wine, Revelation, the wine is the deeper truth, the intoxicating truth of this of these scriptures, the deeper intoxicating wine, that is worse, was kept until now. In other words, for the last. This 11, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. 13. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. 14. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. So this is much equivalent today to different games that they have in church, Las Vegas nights, and all these other things. You know, this was a different type of Passover, different type of sacrifice, if you would. You know, let's see. After the revival under Ezra and Nehemiah's, under Ezra and Nehemiah, corruption proceeded to increase. And the Lord found the nation as described in Malachi, book of Malachi. Hence, what were once the feast of Yahweh are spoken of as what they had become, the feast of the Jews. So, the Passover of Yahweh came the Passover of the Jews.
So the people should go and read that themselves and think about cleansing the mind, cleansing their mind with the ways of the world and put God's word in that mind.
Yeah.
Let the word
fast from the world and feast in the word.
Yeah.
Fast from the worldly knowledge and feast in the Word of God.
Yep.
Remember, this is the only thing you can take with you. These are your woven garments that you're going to put on, in your spiritual, that you're going to wear in your spiritual body for all eternity. You think it's worth the time to invest in it? you might be just getting a little taste of that very intoxicating wine that was served last, the marriage. Okay. Okay, for the sake of time, we're going to go over to... Go ahead, Teach.
No, I just wanted to say, if you want to know where to find the Lord's Passover, it's Exodus 12, from 1, and you can read the whole chapter. But in the Lord's Passover is mentioned the Passover lamb, which we know Christ became the Passover. So that's the institution of the true Passover. You cannot have a Passover without having Christ as a center and taking that Holy Communion, the spiritual communion with him, not an actual literal lamb.
And if you accept Christ as that Passover lamb, you then become direct seed line of Jesus Christ into the eternity. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. You become direct seed line of Jesus Christ. If you
Joe, can I read something to you really quick?
Go ahead.
From Exodus 12.
Yeah.
Where this was the institution that God put into place, not Easter service or sunrise service or whatever they call it in the churches. But he said in Exodus 12:1, the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be a beginning of months to you. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So this is how important the Lord's Passover is, that it actually begins the whole year, one complete circle. 365 days has taken place, and we've come back to the point where we're starting a new year in God's eyes. So whereas the world they celebrate on January 1st, the true Christian celebrates their new year at the beginning of Passover. So it's important to know when that Passover takes place.
Very important.
Now, we know according to the world, some people celebrated a religious service last week, then some the week before then. But the true Passover is coming this Sunday.
Right.
Am I correct, Harry and Joe?
I agree. No. We are on solar time. That's the Father's time.
Exactly.
Oh, Luna, the moon time. And that's
so it's the first Sunday of the month. So if you know, I have a feeling that some people are off by a little bit of space of time here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Quite a few days, too.
Okay.
So, according to the Father's calendar, it seems like we have a new year coming up this Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. Abel. Yeah. Is that what it's called, Abel?
Yes, the month of green ears of corn.
Right.
Okay. All right. With that in mind, we're going to go over to Psalm 45. You know, CG, you mentioned to me the other day that at the Passover time, it's time to bring something new to the Father during the Passover.
Right.
And could we go over to Psalms 45?
Yeah, that would be excellent, Joe. That would be a good note to end tonight's study on. We're keeping in mind that, you know, the Lord's year is about to start for true Christians all around the world, believe it or not, have waited for this time to come.
Yes.
And how we know that Psalms 44 and Psalms 45 is connected with the Passover is that in verse 26 of Psalms 44, at the end of the psalm, it says, to the chief musician upon Shoshanim, which is lilies for spring, put for the great spring festival of the Passover. And when the psalm says to the chief musician, it's written by Hezekiah for special circumstances, but on account of verses 1 through 8, was handed over for the general use at the feast of the Passover. So, in olden days, these psalms were actually read out loud during Passover, especially Psalms 44. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what it says to us at this time.
Right. All right, teach Psalm 45, folks. We're going to do it. We're going to go right quickly through it.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we're going to go right to the scriptures. Instead of 45:1, we're going to read from 44:23. I'm going to read kind of fast. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Now this is the title for chapter 45. To the chief musician upon Jeshonim, this is the royal marriage psalm. For the sons of Korah, Korah was killed by the Heavenly Father, but his son survived. Meshkil. Meshkil means deep understanding. It's a special one of eight, and the last of eight Meshkil's psalms. Song of Loves. The Father's coming for his bride, folks. Bride on this earth. My heart is indicting or bubbling over a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of the ready writer or the fast writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously. Because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things, awesome things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. This is the king that's going to live forever and ever. All other kings are going down. They're all going to bow. I guarantee it. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil. This is the olive oil, folks. All the kings of Israel and Judah were dubbed with. Of gladness above thy fellows, all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among the honorable women. Upon the right hand did stand the queen in the gold of Ophir, or abundance, the elect. Hearken, O daughter, and consider. Incline thy ear, forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is the Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughters of Tyre, these would be even the Kenites themselves, shall be there with a gift, Jesus Christ. It's going to be a tremendous time, folks, millennium. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Yes, I said the daughters of Tyre. The nest of the Kenites is going to be there to bring a gift to Jesus Christ. Get ready for it, you daughters of Tyre. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. Do I hear the music?
Yeah.
Folks, just finished those next few verses of the psalm. And right at the very last sentence, therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. This would be the Zadok, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah upon Alamo, the virgin. Folks, thanks for listening. Harry, thank you. TG, thank you very much, hon.
Thank you, Joe and Harry. You guys have a good night, and Yahweh bless, and happy Passover.
Happy Passover, TG and Harry.
Yep.
Folks, anoint you. With financial.